I'm listening to the show every morning, and you can say it's grand. It's not grand if you're not on it, though.
OTB's Mount Rushmore.
Some talent in Cork, isn't there? Wow. A few of the GAA boys weren't happy, but it was my sporting hero. I was contesting, I think, against Jimmy Barry Murphy. So once you're in that company, everything is good.
Join the debate across all our social channels at Off the Ball.
It's very, very special. Believe me, I think it becomes more special when you're on the coach, because it's something, unfortunately, inside me that's ultra competitive, and I need to be there.
Catch the live decision-making over the next few months on OTB AM on the OTB Podcast Network. The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Delighted to say we've got Offaly hurling boss Michael Fennelly with us. Good morning to you, Michael. How are things?
Good now, lads. Good on.
So this Saturday night, 7:30, 6th of June, is this the most nervous you've ever been at any point in your life? This, forget the hurling, forget the management. Martina Turner, Michael Fennelly is what I'm seeing here for the Offaly Senior Hurlers variety show.
Yeah, it's a bit different, all right, Owen, a bit unusual. Maybe that's what happens in retirement from hurling and that, you know, I'm looking at carving out a new career, but I don't think it'll last too long, being honest about it. So we've a lovely variety show lined up at 7:30, as you said, and to be going out on social media platforms. We've got 14 acts lined up that in terms of players, and we have the Camogie girls coming in with an act, we have the under-20s coming in with an act, and we have like Michael Burney and Joe Try there, two local media men as well, who also are putting in an act. So we have a lot going on, a really interesting variety show, which should get a good few laughs, I think.
We have a teaser of your act here, so I think we can have a look at it now. This is... That is very much Michael Burney, not Michael Fennelly there. I was actually like, Michael's after letting the hair grow out during lockdown until you actually realise that it is just a wig. So that is not you. What is your act going to be?
Mine is Martina Turner, but I wish it was that one, to be honest. I wish it was Fatter Ted. It would have been a safer option to go for. But how that kind of came about nearly was, it was only about 3 weeks ago we decided maybe to look into doing a lip sync more than anything, and the whole thing evolved from there, and it's probably trying to egg on a couple of players to do a couple of acts, and we have three under-20s that are on our team, Ross Ravenhill, Kieran Burke and Brian Dignan, and I said to the boys, look, if you do all the single ladies, I said, look, I'll do Tina Turner, and I didn't think they'd do it, to be honest, and that's the truth of it, because it's a tricky one, and obviously you have to dress up in a leotard and whatnot, but the boys went ahead anyway, and they sent me on a couple of clips of their practice run, so I started planning my Tina Turner thing, but I heard subsequently then that Brian obviously is a son of Michael Dignan, our chairperson, and Michael was telling me, Brian was asking me who Tina Turner was there lately, so I had to fill in Michael on the bits and pieces on it as well, but it should be a brilliant night, and as I said, a lot of players are putting themselves out there with different acts. Some obviously are dressing up as females and doing acts in that side of things. And obviously there's lip sync and there's sketches. So there's a really good variety. And look, it's all going to two local charities. It's going to Down Syndrome Offaly and going to Jigsaw Offaly. And they're two kind of charities that we're quite passionate about. The fundraising has been going well, but you know, we're going into the last two or three days now where we really need a good bump again in terms of money coming in, and hopefully we'll get that.
Well, if your appetite hasn't already been wet, this is Michael Fennelly as Martina Turner.
Tonight, Will, I'm going to be... Martina Turner!
Like, the outfit is obviously off to a tee.
The which?
The outfit.
Oh, the outfit, yeah. I struggled to get something like that she was wearing in terms of my family were saying, get a different dress with kind of strings coming out. I was like, will you stop? I haven't got time for this. And that done me now, to be honest. I didn't bother with makeup or fake tan or anything now, so I kept it fairly natural. which was important. And also, on top of our fundraiser Saturday night, Owen, we also have a solo run on the Sunday, which is just as important, to be honest. And again, we're using both charities in terms of the fundraising, and we're running from Kilcarmuck to Tullamore. In Kilcarmuck, we have our Down Syndrome Offaly branch, and in Tullamore, we have the Jigsaw branch. So that's about 20 kilometres, and the boys are doing a relay. So we have about maybe 15 to 16 players doing the Brighty Act, and we've about 15 odd players then doing the solo run. So it's a weekend of fundraising for two, you know, charities that we're looking to raise money for.
Great stuff. And as you mentioned there... Oh, sorry, go on, Ger.
You're going to very extreme lengths to take away any sense of importance about your own retirement. You slip that in there, and then you dress up as Tina Turner so that the only thing people are going to talk about is Tina Turner and this fundraiser. And in the meantime, you've hung up the boots.
Hung up the boots, yeah. So yeah, just probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, Jared, I probably decided to hang them up. And obviously, it's not an easy decision because you start at 5 years of age or 6 years of age down in the local hurling field. And hurling is obviously is a massive part of my life. And my club is a massive part of my life. Look, it doesn't feel like the end, to be honest. But in one sense, you know, I probably won't ever hurl again. Like that probably scares me a bit. And you know, maybe at some stage I might go back playing Fletcher Junior or something, but I don't think probably that's even practical, because look, the reason I gave up was because of injuries, and I don't want to be going back playing Fletcher Junior and end up with a cruciate injury or something. So I don't think that would work either. I bought a bike there during the week as well there, so kind of a bit of impulsive buying to do a bit of cycling, maybe that, and trying to keep fit, and hopefully maybe get a bit of time to play a bit of golf. But it is a bit surreal, and you know, it was a difficult decision, and you know, there is a bittersweet with it, you know, because you know, the last 24 months have been savage, winning 2 Club All-Irelands, you know, captaining both of them too. Like, it was a dream come true, to be honest, you know. But it still doesn't feel like that I'm finishing on a massive height, to be honest. You know, I feel like I'd love to go again, but just as I said, the body just can't go there at the moment.
Was it an accumulation of all the injuries, or you've had back injuries over the years? I always felt like that was the most debilitating, when the rest of your body is totally fine, but the back won't actually do what you need it to. Was there something specific at this point that you're like, okay, I've had enough?
Yeah, I think an accumulation is right, to be fair. But I think just last year, I ended up with an operation and a procedure, probably more than anything, just microfracturing on the knee. And again, I wasn't expected, because I just went in for a scope to clean out the cartilage and damage that had been done to my knee. But unfortunately, there was so much damage done, I had to get microfracturing, which is drilling holes into the femur to try and generate a bit of scar tissue to protect the remaining cartilage. Again, there's no guarantees of that working or anything like that. And obviously, you're not going to be growing back any cartilage. But that took, that was 6 or 7 weeks on crutches alone. And I've never in my life been on crutches for that length. And that was very challenging and very, very difficult. And then I had to go back throughout the whole rehab process. Then again, going back trying to jog, going back to run. And that was very difficult. That was like 7 months. And At 34 last year, like, you know, that makes life so much harder, a new baby as well. A lot going on. Obviously, the Offaly role came into play as well. So there was just a lot going on. But I think that injury in particular really opened up my eyes. And even I wasn't overly sure of coming back last September, being truthful. And it was just, I had to come back and get back healthy. And just thankfully, it all fell in line in terms of, okay, I came back and I started feeling a bit better with my body. And started getting through training sessions and through games. But there's other soft tissue and muscle injuries that are causing me grief as well, between me groin and me hip flexor and me calf. So it's constantly ongoing.
I kind of had a weird sense that maybe lockdown might help somebody in your situation, because the body just rests and recuperates for a little period of time. But actually, I guess that's not really the case, has it been?
No, not whatsoever. I needed to be in the gym, and I was in the gym in February, March, just tipping away in terms of trying to keep me muscle and me joints strong and keeping the mobility there as much as possible. And I was doing a bit of running even with the Offaly players. I try and jump in for a couple of runs during their training sessions just to keep myself ticking over. And so I'll probably hanging on to a tiny string there that I might come back this year. But then, I suppose, when COVID hit, like that, everything stopped, and I was still going on with my own bit of running and that, but I was having problems with my back as I was doing the running, no physio access, you know, so just it became so much more challenging. And again, I do need to be in a gym, keep my body strong, and obviously that hasn't been the case either. Like, we probably won't have gyms back until maybe August, so it would just, I'd have to go through maybe 6 months of rehab, being honest about it, to try and get back to training. And at that, there's no guarantee of me actually even coming back.
Is there a little period of mourning now for the end of not being able to play matches?
Not at this moment, no. For me, I think it's always been, and even throughout my injuries, it never hit home until I actually went to a match. When I go to a match and I'm standing on the sideline or in the crowd, that's when it hits home. And that's when, you know, kind of emotion pours through. You're thinking, I got to get back. I got to get out there. You know, this is what I'm missing. And so at the moment, obviously, we're in a surreal time with no games, nothing happening. So no mourning, none whatsoever. But it's just that feeling in your gut, really, I suppose, when matches do come back, that's when I probably really will miss it. And especially, obviously, watching the boys play. And again, Colin obviously still playing with the club. I have a load of cousins that are playing with the club, a load of friends there. And not being in those circles is probably going to be difficult as well.
How have you been managing the role of being Offaly manager outside of persuading lads to get involved in the variety show? What have you been doing over the past couple of months to try and keep the connections up?
Yeah, so I think probably similar to most teams, like the first probably 5-6 weeks, we were probably using social media and I suppose technology to keep connected, like the WhatsApp, like the photos when you're going out doing your bit of individual running. If you're getting a bit of your home gym program done as well, it's good to put up a picture just to show like that you are doing it, and just keeping kind of connectivity really within the group. We did a couple of different challenges per week as well. We did a juggling challenge, maybe see who can juggle for 7 seconds. You know, it's probably quite easy for someone who can juggle, but someone who hasn't done it before, it was quite challenging, and probably half the team couldn't do it initially. But then after 2 weeks of practicing, we got there. So that was quite fun and entertaining. We had a nutrition challenge as well in terms of bake-offs as well. So we had a lot of that going on. And I think for me, at 6 weeks, we had enough done. And I think if we'd go any longer, I think players would have maybe start getting a bit sick of it. Would have been more draining for them. You know, they're going through a difficult time with work, with family, a lot going on in around that time. So I was very conscious of getting the balance right. And we just literally stopped for 3 weeks. We had no kind of WhatsApp messages. We had no pictures. I think players needed to switch off. And again, the fear I'd have at Intercounty is the thing becomes very robotic. You're you want control as well. You want to know what they're doing constantly. But you know, for me, it's kind of like a mini off season there, nearly during that period where, look, let's leave them alone. We want them coming back whenever we do come back with an appetite and fresh mentally and physically. And at the moment, the lads are doing a small bit, but obviously this variety show actually is after taking a lot of time. The solo ones are taking a lot of time. And that's become the focus, to be honest, over the last week or two, but which is good. It's normal. It's human. And we're still have that connectivity there, and we're doing something together. And I think that's what's really important. And we're doing something not for ourselves. It's for the people who are vulnerable and people who need that support.
Would you like to be managing a team going into intercounty action this year, perhaps September, October direction?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, I'd love to get back at some stage on it, and I'm conscious of, you know, like when it's right, it's right. You know, I'm not pushing any time frame around that. Like, you know, the GA and the committee that's looking after the COVID side of things, like, they'll let us know in due time. I would, like, you know, if they decide intercounties come back in 3 or 4 weeks, like, obviously, I don't, like, that would never happen anyway. But like, that would give me fear, to be honest, because you can't go from one extreme to another. And I think that for me, like, if it does happen, the club scene starting off is a great roadmap. Because they can get training under their belts, they can start building themselves gradually and start playing matches, and hopefully then the intercounty will kick in maybe later in the year. Like, that's how I would love to foresee it happening. And I know there's some rumours going around that that's potentially the way it will happen, and I'm hoping it actually does happen that way.
Yeah, it's looking like it could be a situation where you might have an unbelievable championship where it could be full knockout or something like that. Like, I'm not sure in your position with Offaly if that's something that you would welcome at this point, or how it would view, would it taint it? And then you kind of like throw in the fact that it's going to be played in empty stadiums, obviously, at this point. Has that come into your mind at all, that there was a possibility there earlier in the year that we might not have seen championship being played whatsoever during this calendar year?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're very much in the unknown during March and April in particular, with cases rising, you know, quite fast every week. Like, so I suppose, you know, look, sport was really on the, what was the last thing that you were concerned about, to be honest about. So now I think, like, there is definitely better vibes. There's a better feeling. Numbers are coming down. And yeah, definitely, whatever the structure is come September, October, November, whenever that does come back, like, you know, it is the same for everyone else, and I'm happy with that, to be honest. Like, once we get back playing is the key thing. And like, obviously, we're in the Christy Ring at the moment. There isn't as many teams in the Christy Ring compared to the Liam McCarthy, so we wouldn't have as many games. So I think that would be easier to manage. And if it's a knockout, It wouldn't bother me in the slightest.
Yeah, you could probably get the Christy Ring played off over a couple of weeks in comparison to a full championship. Listen, Michael, it's been great chatting to you. Very best of luck on Saturday night. I hope it's a roaring success.
Appreciate it, Owen. Thanks very much. Fingers crossed it will be now. No doubt it will be, to be honest. It'll create a lot of laughs anyway. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And make sure to get on and donate. It is at the Offaly Hurling Variety Show this Saturday night. There's Michael Fennelly, the hurling manager, on the line.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.